Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Why don't they believe it?
I have no idea.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. People don't believe Hooman's Walk of Proud story?
That is a dumb BS story, Hooman. Not sure if you made that up or the girl.
The girl made it up?
You're exhausting.
What? I don't know
if they believe that the girl did that.
Imagination. Yeah. You can totally tell when he is lying. Liar.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't know.
I can't think of one reason. No, I believe every word you say.
Why can't you people just be like, wow, thanks for that funny story. Thanks for waking me up. Happy Tuesday. Where's that text?
Yeah, where is that text?
I don't see it.
Yeah. Check again. Maybe it's there.
What a shame.
Well, someone does says, way to go, guys. You've peaked before 6:30.
All right. There you go, Hooman.
I 100% did not make that up.
Did you think there's any chance that girl made that up?
No. She used to be a former model. She's super hot.
Oh.
Of course.
So she just, of course she did. Well, you wouldn't be hanging around with her. Hello.
So Vinny and Hooman are fat shamers now? Jokes or not, there's already too much hate here.
How did I get in on this?
There's no hate here.
Listen, man!
A bigger lady fell on my mom. That's the truth. That's a story. No one's shaming anyone. I'm just, you know.
Not shaming anybody. I was going to
apologize. Sucks for my mom, you know?
I was practicing my apology, but
for
Sarah's
what?
Right. We're not shaming anybody.
Well, girl, you did say mean
girl.
Things, but...
I didn't say mean things.
I don't know.
You called someone fat.
Did I?
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Well, someone liked it. Hooman for president during that rap. Yeah. LMAO, Hooman.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Walk up proud.
That, not that part.
You Stride
of
Pride.
You do your walk of proud. He doesn't like Stride of Pride. It's a walk of proud.
It's all good to me.
Haley Baldwin, that's Stephen Baldwin's daughter, is now engaged to Justin Bieber. In case you didn't believe it yesterday.
Well, the ring is on her finger, so.
Agreed. I mean, and also they were all tweeting messages of love, and even Stephen Baldwin.
Well, they're
Baldwin.
Locked at the hip, so there's a lot of clues that it's happening.
Well, he made his engagement to her official yesterday with an Instagram post, because that's how you do it these days, you guys. In case you were wondering how to make something official, post about it. Social media. He said, I was going to wait a while to say anything, but word travels fast. Listen, plain and simple, Haley and I are so in love with everything. Oh, here, sorry, let me try that one again. Listen, plain and simple, Haley. He doesn't put commas or any kind of punctuation, so it's...
Well, why would you?
He sounded
space,
more like
Sarah.
A little boy, too. What's the
Well, he's getting older.
He is, right. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't ugly shame someone, but he is looking ugly. He's butt.
He is looking shaggy. He looks like a kind of scumbag.
Like even his face is just gross.
Nothing like us. Nothing like you.
I say we take bets. Betted on Ariana and Pete. Let's bet on...
Did we bet on when they would marry or how long they would be together?
How long they're going to be together.
Did we guess that they would yes or no make it down the aisle?
No.
Will these guys even make it down the aisle?
Well, let's change our bet then.
They're
for
very
Justin and Haley.
They're very Jesus-ly.
They both are.
They're both at that Hilltop Church. In fact, Stephen Baldwin's a preacher there.
That's right.
They're super godly, so they might make it.
Okay, so we're betting on
they're done by
down
Christmas.
Down the aisle?
No. Yeah.
What are we saying?
I'm actually saying they're just done by Christmas.
Down the aisle.
No, they don't make it. I say no. They don't make it.
But the bet is down the aisle.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't make it down the aisle.
Okay, down the aisle. And then Sarah says, I'm not going to make it at all.
Yeah, over by
Vinny?
Christmas.
What's the question?
Yes or no, will they make it down the aisle?
Yes.
And when will they break up?
They won't.
Oh, forever then.
I think they're going to happen.
All right,
solid.
Vinny is forever.
I agree with Vinny. completed.
Oh, yes, okay. And forever.
I have faith in them.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. Good for you.
Nice.
I'm going to say they do make it down the aisle. Oh. However, they are going to break up 2 months later.
Oh, 2 months after the wedding. Yeah. Whenever the wedding is, it's 2 months mm-hmm. after. Oh, that's pretty good. Hooman's on the Melissa. Phone.
Yeah.
Really want her.
Okay. Got it.
So he's got a baby voice?
I thought he did.
All right. I haven't done him for a while. I was going to wait a little while with that.
Yeah, more like that.
Say anything, but he's older Scuzz guy now,
I
though.
I know. No.
All right, I'll just
figure it out, Sarah.
Doesn't matter. Here we go. I was going to wait a little while to say anything, but word travels fast. Listen, plain and simple, Haley, I am so in love with everything about you. So committed to spending my life getting to know every single part of you, loving you patiently and kindly. You are the love of my life, Haley Baldwin, and I wouldn't want to spend it with anybody else. You make me so much better, and we complement each other so well. The thing I'm most excited for is that my little brother and sister get to see another healthy, stable marriage and look for the same.
Right. Oh. I think they're going to do it.
God's timing really is literally perfect. We got engaged on the seventh day of the seventh month. The number seven is the perfect number of spiritual perfection. It's true. Google it. By the way, I didn't plan that. Meanwhile, Haley said, not sure what I did in life to deserve such happiness, but I am so utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. Aw, oh, Haley, no words could ever express my gratitude.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, they're perfect for each other. Ew. What does Selena Gomez think about all this? She doesn't. She's
on her yacht.
Yeah, she's busy. And she's busy making new music and planning a tour. She's in a great place and very happy. Wendy Williams goes yesterday, the talk show host.
Uh-huh.
She goes, yeah, he's going to walk down the aisle with Haley and then get in his car and do a drive-by at Selena's house. If she noticed.
Hey. Well, Selena says that that he still texts her.
Oh.
All the time.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's what the tabloids.
Apparently, Justin and Haley met in 2009.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he would have been like 15 at the time.
And she was what, 10?
Or so, yeah, I guess.
Oh, there's video of them meeting.
Stephen Baldwin, the actor, is the only one, I guess, who talks in
this. This is my daughter, Haley, the third song. We've been enjoying your music.
Oh, so there you go.
That's pretty much
we've been
it.
Enjoying your music. And there she's actually
sprung on him.
No,
she's got her arms crossed. She's not
having it.
Well, she just can't believe she's meeting Justin.
Her dad's kind of, you know. And it's back when
he had that bowl cut, you know, that he was famous for at first.
the forward bang.
Yeah, the forward swoop bang. That's cute.
So funny that he did that on purpose. My mom gave me that cut because that's the only one she could do.
Yeah. Well, that's the one. You know.
Bull size three.
Oh, God. It's horrible. All my pictures have the same shaggy front bang straight across the front, straight down and across the back. Yuck.
It's a good look, Vinny. All children have it at some point in their lives when their mom says, I don't have time to take you to the hairdresser. I think that's neat, though. If they do make it, like Vinny said, they marry and they stay together forever. They have video of their very first meeting. Like, that's adorable.
Wait, yeah.
Nobody has that. Not really. Well, maybe these days we do. You know, if you screenshotted your first meeting, I don't know. Anyway, he asked Stephen Baldwin for Haley's hand in marriage. It's very old school. They met face-to-face a few weeks ago, actually. He had said something along the lines of he knew right from the beginning with Haley that he really felt something deep for her, but he was in the middle of being a crazy a-hole. And that he didn't want to make anybody any promise. He didn't want to hurt anybody. And he said that in the moment to make someone happy, he'd said things that he didn't mean and knew he didn't mean. And he wound up hurting that girl or that person because, you know, you tell a girl that you love her just because you're like, come on, let's go do some snow. I love you. It's going to be great. And then he winds up hurting her. And he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to damage her because he thought she was wife material.
He was going to circle back.
He was going to. He says that was always his intention, that she's the love of his life. And
all right.
Meanwhile, Selena's looking at his text and rolling her eyes.
Well, I actually don't completely disagree. There have been people I've met along the way where I'm like, you don't want to mess with this right now.
Right.
I'm
not in a good
place.
You're
a nice person and you have certain standards, and what I'm up to right now is I'm on a stick and move thing. Mm. I'm not hanging around, so.
She is. There's actually something very sweet about her. Like, she has a very sweet smile, and she seems like a nice person. And don't hurt her, Justin.
But it always seems like she's wearing her mom's clothes when she's dressed for the carpet.
Oh, like they're just a little big and loose on her?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which is her mom? It was not. It's Billy Baldwin who's married to Chyna Phillips, right?
Who knows?
The hot
yes,
chick from
that is correct.
Wilson Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know who her mom is, but anyway, she's very cute. Anyway, they have the same Christian values. I guess that they both attend that Hillsong Church, and he is a minister in New York, and he happily gave his blessing. And then now she's got a giant rock on her hands, and you know, Vinny, I saw a picture of her with a kind of a diamond band on that finger before the other one was added. So remember we were talking yesterday about, like, are those two bands both to support
and
that one
is
diamond?
Right.
I do think they're two separate things. I'm not positive. And actually now his hometown in Canada, it's Stratford, Ontario. They're making a huge, like, have the wedding here. We'll give you season tickets for this hockey team. Or,
oh, God. Like, he needs all
I
that.
Know. There's all. They're just one. They want him to come home, eh? Do it up here. It'd be great for tourism.
Drake can do it.
Great for tourism.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to do it for the trash. Vinny, what's coming up?
We got a DUI out of Sacramento making the news this morning. Sex addiction and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:36, Tuesday morning. Get her done. It's going to be hot today, in case you were wondering. Yesterday was hot, and today's going to be slightly less hot than yesterday.
Yeah, we've been winding down. We actually peaked, I think, on Sunday.
Sunday was really hot. Yesterday was just, I don't know, maybe it was just hotter at my house. It felt like, I couldn't even move at my house yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I went in to pick some tomatoes, because I have those now. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to die.
In that sweat box.
I know. It's like a 4x4 room. Yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I can't even be in here. Anyway, it's going to be.
You got to bring some in next week.
I'm eating them all. I'm waiting until. You're going to have to wait until I get more. I'm like eating those cherries. Standing there eating cherry tomatoes.
I've been looking forward to them.
You're standing there popping them in my mouth. Oh, my gosh, is everything okay? Did you just spill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Shoot, I'll be back.
Here's what's happening. So the latest is they were able to rescue all 12 boys and their coach from that cave that they somehow found themselves in.
What a nightmare.
If you haven't heard the story, these guys disappeared and were gone for two weeks, I believe, before someone finally found them. And they've been pulled from this cave. Pretty heroic rescue effort went down. I think one person died.
One died in the process.
But they were able to rescue all the boys and their soccer coach. Mm. We don't know all their condition yet. They've been pretty secretive because they're young boys and they didn't want families who didn't know to think this kid got saved and this one didn't. Why? Right. You know. Right. So there was a lot of.
But now they're all saved. They're all out. I heard lung infections. A few of them are battling some.
It's not good.
Well, that's why they're keeping the parents away, right?
Yeah, they're in a cave. The parents got to see them, but I don't think
through like a glass.
Yeah, they're not able to hold their baby to them.
I'm wondering if charges are going to be brought against the coach.
I don't know.
Negligence and so
maybe,
forth.
But it's not America, so it's not, you know.
Not litigious.
I don't know that every single move ends up in court, but maybe. Yeah. I'd be furious. I mean, they're all parents. All those boys have parents, so. Yeah. And all those parents are probably have questions.
A thousand questions.
How in the heck?
Although the bottom line is, you know, you just, I can't imagine anything being on your mind bigger than, oh my God, my child is safe. My child's out of there.
But then anger sets in.
Absolutely. Like what could have happened. And the fact that they were in there for 2 weeks. And that's a freaking incredible ordeal. Like none of them is emerging from this unscathed. This is not back to normal 2 days from now.
Are you saying nightlights forever?
Maybe. Can you imagine being
never go in the pool again?
Utter darkness.
Lake, water, right. No bathing.
Total fear of the dark. Yeah. Forevermore.
Just so great. Anytime you open your eyes in the middle of the night, you wonder if you're back in that cave. Like, that is what a horrible traumatic experience. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in Japan, they have 155 confirmed dead due to the heavy rains and flooding they're dealing with there.
Did you deal with any of this rain when you were there?
It was on and off, but mostly windy when I was there, so let me avoid.
Southern Japan, like farmlands and stuff that have flooded and.
Yeah, but you didn't hear any of the like fears of being able to
fly
home. It was
monsoon season. No, I didn't.
Oh,
all our flights were fine, and we stayed pretty dry, luckily. Yeah. Hot as hell, though, but.
Oh. That's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the hot as hell part, but you know.
That you stayed dry and that you weren't in the monsoon.
A 25-year-old man named Robert Quigley was driving drunk near Sacramento, California. They mentioned Citrus Heights, which I've been hearing a lot about lately.
I used to work in Citrus Heights. That's where the radio station that I was in.
Is it a town?
A neighborhood.
It's a town.
A neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, it's just right beside.
Okay.
But a lot of people
like,
are moving there.
Millbrae. Well, it's a little bit cheaper. You get a little bit more land. Mm.
Anyway,
fine.
This cat driving drunk near Sacramento on Sunday when he rear-ended an SUV and his car caught fire. He was going about 80 miles an hour when he ran into a traffic jam and couldn't stop in time. Mm. They say no one was seriously injured. The cop stopped to help and saw Robert switching seats with this passenger to avoid a DUI. And the car was already on fire at that point.
Oh.
Then after they were both out, Robert ran back to his burning car so he could use the flames to light a smoke.
No, he didn't.
He burned part of his eyebrows off in the process.
Oh my God.
He didn't hold out the cigarette with his hand like a normal person. He put his face
in
the fire.
You got to draw.
You
got
to pull on that ciggy.
Yeah, in order to light it.
Oh, you can't just.
I think maybe you can if you leave it there long enough, but no, you got to draw on it.
At the same time?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's good that you don't know that.
Yeah, how into cigarettes we are because of the way we grew up with them. Yeah. There's a shot. You know how we're both watching the.
CB Strike?
Yes. Yeah. We're both watching that series because we've read the books, and there's one scene where they show him
light up.
He looks back, and then he lights up, and he goes to pull off and walks away, and I'm like, he didn't light that. He didn't get it. They let that shot go, but he didn't get that because I'm staring at the cigarette the whole shot. You know, because I'm the next smoker, and that's what we do.
There's a woman who's smoking. She's sitting behind her desk, and he's sitting across from her, and she's pulling on her cigarette. And they keep like focusing in on it, and you watch it as it, and you can hear that crackling
paper
sound.
Burning.
Yeah, I was just watching that, mesmerized. Don't do it, kids. You'll be in.
Don't start.
Be in nicotine prison.
You'll be this
the rest of your life.
There you are. Your car's on fire, and you're trying to light a cigarette off.
Well,
it. You've burned your eyebrows off in the process.
I'm on fire.
Robert told the cops he's not afraid of fire because, quote, he deals with this kind of stuff all the time. It's not clear what he meant by that.
Yeah.
But it does turn out that this was his second DUI in less than a week. So he's been on quite a run.
In less than a week?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he looks like a meth head. I don't
know. Oh.
Or,
do you got that photo?
I do.
Not
here's,
a lot to lose.
Here's Robert.
Let's have a look at this guy.
He doesn't look that. He seems like a nice enough boy.
Looks
but
like
he,
Sean White.
He's clearly got a drinking problem.
And I think he's like got his head tipped way back so you can look up his nostrils.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's showing me up his nostrils.
Well, he's clean.
I guess. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. He's got those sores that meth heads get.
He does look like he's...
You know,
he looks like he just started using meth, though. He doesn't look all that
he's
bad
new
yet.
To
let's visit. What's the boy's name? Let's visit him in 6 months.
Yeah. Robert. When he looks 35 years older. Right. His skin's all gray and flaking off. Jesus.
Sarah, do you believe there is such a thing as sex addiction?
I guess. I don't know. I guess so, yeah.
The World Health Organization has just classified sex addiction as a mental disorder for the first time ever in its international classification of diseases. And they say it affects up to 6% of adults.
I do think that there are people who are getting really into the, you know, getting like a porn addiction. I think that's a sex addiction. Is this like nymphomania? Is that what they're talking like?
The official description of sexual addiction is a persistent failure to control intense, repetitive sexual impulses or urges resulting in repetitive sexual behavior.
Mm.
And where sex becomes, quote, a central focus of your life at the expense of your health and responsibilities.
Oh, all right.
So
I can't go to work. I've got to get through these 16.
They've also classified video game addiction as a mental disorder recently. And I think we're seeing...
There's no question that there's a real pull there.
Yeah, and I've heard... I have a buddy who has kids in that sort of window that of the phone thing. And they're addicted to them. And they're addicted to them in a way that he has said he's looked into it and he feels like they're hooking these kids. It's not just that kids... like video games, because I liked video games enough. Yeah. I was a kid. I went to the arcade. Mm-hmm. I had some quarters. I put them on the thing. I played my games. For the most part, I found myself not wanting to spend my money on them, but whatever. But these games are, they're hooking kids. And I don't know. If you find yourself stuck inside, are you, I mean, you've said it, your kid likes his room better than anywhere else.
Right.
Is that so bad?
Well, I just don't know. I guess we'll find out. You know, I know that he's busy doing stuff in there, and it's not all video games.
No, he's a music kid.
Yeah.
But does he like to play games? Is that part of his thing?
They do sometimes. They play some online things, you know.
He doing Fortnite?
I think so. I don't know.
Huh.
Right. It's not a thing at my house where it comes up, but they, you know, my two sons will sit in the living room and play, you know, these old arcade games on, like the Xbox has all these old arcade games on it. So they'll sit there and play. And that's, you know, pretty funny. Or race car games.
Right.
I don't know. A bunch of stuff. But they don't, I mean, it doesn't seem like they do. They've got their own other things going on. But I have definitely, I mean, listen, I used to sit and play that. That's why I would never touch Candy Crush. Because everyone
Candy
was saying
Crush
how
hooked you.
Dude, I know. I could tell just by other people's reaction. I was like, well, I know I have a problem with video games.
And if you remember, our old traffic reporter, Jamie, played it.
Yep.
And I think a couple years went by and you figured she'd burned out on that.
Right.
And sure enough, it came up again. And she was like, I play it every day still.
Yeah. But she had it where, because I guess you can spend money on that.
Right.
And she was not, she was doing it because like a certain amount of time goes by and you get some extra lives. I don't know how the whole thing worked, but she was able to manage it. My problem was I started spending money on those things, like buying extra coins and extra lives. And
well, I can see how you would justify it. I have the money. I earned the money. I have the money.
I've
can spend the money.
I've already been to work today, and I am going to continue to sit here on my ass. But then I just, you know, I was like, this is so unproductive. Like, it's not, this doesn't get me anything.
What are we going to do now that the yard's done?
You know, that's...
You said that to me yesterday as you were walking out into your day, and I thought, I wonder what she is going to do now.
I'm actually considering what I'm going to do.
Like, what hyper-focus will you take up?
I don't know. There'll be something.
Yeah. No, I know.
But you have ideas, so tell us.
I don't really right now. I'm
Nothing's
serious.
Nothing's taken over the space yet.
Not yet. And it worries me because I do need things to film. Like, you know, we have an unusual situation where, you know, I'm home by noon 99% of the time. And, you know, between noon and dinner, I don't have that much. I don't like cooking. It's not like I... can throw my, you know, I know you.
I went home and cooked.
You prepare stuff.
I cooked prawns yesterday, prawns and rice and green beans.
Oh my God, you guys want to know what I had the other day?
Oh my God, what did you have?
Shrimp empanada. Do you know what that is?
Well,
like a little pastry.
I'm going to guess that that's,
I've never had a shrimp one.
That's so good.
Did you make it?
You don't like it?
I like empanadas, but I don't, I'm particular, and you like fish tacos, and I don't like fish with
Mexican food.
Mexican food.
Huh.
I'm usually with you, but damn.
It's good.
Where'd you get it?
The places in Palo, we used to go all the time when we lived over here. Reposado?
Reposado.
Reposado's a tequila.
I can't think of the name, but so we had to go. Oh, we got a new car. Did I say that?
No. What,
so we
you
went
get?
Over to the Honda dealer at the in Palo Alto, because the missus is getting a Honda. Well, she got it, a Honda Pilot.
Is that an SUV?
It is, and it's huge.
Uh-huh.
It's to fit the.
What about the Mercedes?
That's currently being repaired, and some things getting
because
sold
of the accident.
Because of the accident.
I see.
But we had to go bigger, and she wouldn't go minivan. She was. Absolutely
good for her.
Not doing it. No way.
She should have tried it. I loved my minivan so much.
This is another little aside. On the way to go get this Honda Pilot, there was a lady in a minivan that said, "I gave up" on the license plate. And we laughed because we're like, it is a struggle. You do struggle with, can my ego take it?
Yeah, just it can. You'll be fine. I mean, obviously you're not going there. But
she didn't go there. Yeah, she said my ego cannot.
Because if you have that Pilot for 5 years, you'll be out of the time when a minivan's really the thing anyway.
Right.
You know, you'll be great. The Pilot's nice.
It is so, nice. And so anyway, the restaurant over there in Palo Alto is where we went, and we used to go all the time, and we were there, and I was like, well.
Is that it, Reposado? Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's the name of the restaurant?
It's so good.
That is a tequila.
Mm-hmm. Tequila.
Yeah, right there.
Shrimp empanadas, huh?
Oh.
I actually love empanadas. Mm. I've never had one with seafood in it.
Yeah.
Beef or pork.
So you don't have a plan for what you're going to be doing with
Right, back to that.
Yeah, so I got you guys.
It ain't going to be cooking. I'll eat stuff, but I won't cook it. I'm going to figure it out, though.
I'll eat stuff. Well,
I still make purses occasionally. I have a bunch of sewing I got to get done. I promised a friend.
I was using your purses yesterday. I was trying them on. I'm bringing them to Sonoma.
Oh.
Them.
Because, well, there's two. And you don't want to carry a big purse when you're, playing around. So you just want something to shove your phone in and your little card.
Yep.
Phone
and card,
way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How about fast facts?
I'd love a fast fact.
Fast facts. Charles Richter. You know the name?
Well,
you and him Richter, have something in common, but go on, Richter.
Charles Richter. It sounds like the Richter scale guy. I don't know.
Right. The guy who invented the Richter scale, Charles Richter.
What do we have in common?
He was a nudist.
I'm not a nudist. We don't have that in common. Vinny.
Did you ever see him around the camp at all?
There's no camp. No,
you didn't?
I've never been to a nudist camp. I'm not a nudist. I don't know why you think this. And you actually don't, I'm sure of it. You're just trying to get my goat, and I'm not going to give it to you. I'm keeping my goat.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy. Well, George Clooney got a boo-boo. Poor George. And Johnny Depp. Remember when he was threatening that guy, like, punch me in the face, I'll give you $100,000. That's coming back to bite him in the ass and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.